is why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
No. Trying to right the wrongs of the following. It's why we can't have nice things. And let's go to Ohio. And evidently, and this is kind of surprising, the police department in an, I don't know what city in Ohio this is, but we do know that they called Karen Clinton. They called her. As Karen, over the years, has called the police non-emergency number and 911 183 times over the past 15 years. And complaints have been about everything from car horns to road construction to nothing really at all. She received a call from 911 and...
The police department calling. Do I have your full attention?
What's wrong? Oh, no, wait a minute. Do I need to sit down?
You don't need to sit down. Everything's fine. I just want to let you know, congratulations, you've won the prize at a contest. It's called the Booby Prize. You are the dumbest person to call this police department on a repeated basis. So thank you for being a resident of this city and have a wonderful night.
Oh, my word.
They went, They woke up and they chose war that day. They've had enough. To be fair, her name is Karen.
So, where is your manager?
It's on brand. So, speaking of which, do police officers need more things to do from 9 to 5? Apparently the answer is a resounding yes. Another poor copper from Tempe, Arizona, had to go on police delivery duty after they pulled over a Grubhub driver who had some problems and wound up going downtown. The customer was shocked to see the men in uniform, but relieved. And the man in blue promised, your pizza is still warm.
Oh, they don't have to do this. I always feel bad. If that ever happens to me, just keep the food or something.
But if... Are you but a
I do want to hear all the I do want to hear all the stories about the case. Yeah. Tell us that.
What happened there?
Let's go to Florida. Pinellas Park police recently stopped a motorcyclist busted yesterday. They were excessively speeding, going over 100 miles an hour and reckless driving after a Pinellas Park police officer saw Damon Hankins, 34 years old, traveling about 105 miles an hour and I believe what was a 60. But what really, really got his attention was his hands were, according to the arrest affidavit, his hands were off the handlebars, and he was mimicking Leonardo DiCaprio's I'm King of the World pose
dear.
From Titanic. In fact, it actually states the officer saw him riding hands-free, quote, with his arms outstretched like he was Jack on the Titanic.
It doesn't end well.
That will be
movie.
Read in a court of law. This case. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, the wedding day, a huge day in a young man's life, but it all went downhill when the little lady turned into a runaway bride.
Whoa.
This all went down in Rampur, India, where the groom's dad took off with his son's fiance. Now, he's 55, as well as the grandfather. She's 22. He also helped himself to $2,400 in cash and gold before breaking the good news to the family.
Mm.
This is actually a crime over in India. Could come with a 3-year prison sentence.
That's
shame.
Shame.
That's awful.
You're about shame to your family.
It's going to be a really awkward reception. Let's go to France. In fact, Lyon, France. Yeah. 20-year-old Lyon, France inmate, they have a prison over there in Lyon, recently escaped maximum security prison. And this guy escaped by hiding in a parolee's suitcase. So French authorities, they did capture him after the fact, the escapee. But the guy shoved himself in this guy that was going on parole and getting out into the suitcase. Now they're hunting for the guy that was the parolee, assuming he knew and was an accomplice in this thing. So, according to French media, this daring escape has raised questions about prison security. And I would think the size of luggage in France, that's alarming.
Yeah.
That's
Norwalk, Connecticut is where we're headed next, where Jianming Zhang is accused of escaping from the Sullivan County House of Corrections.
Luggage?
No. Yeah. Police were on the case and think he still may have some sticky fingers. He's accused of stealing someone's car. They then traced the car to a gas station and found him hiding inside wearing nothing but his underwear. You gotta escape, people just take off their clothes.
It was probably really eventful and you just want to relax after a while, you know? Dum, 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 dum. And then police in Northwest Ohio have turned to facial recognition technology to successfully track down several women who, about a week ago, were caught twerking on a police car. Sure. Facial recognition. Yeah. That's what we were looking at. That's how we identified each of the assailants in the matter.
Waking up to real country mornings with KB and Heather Lee.